So what is the best course of action after a concussion? Science on this issue has been growing and changing at a quick pace in recent years. And joining us now to talk more is Sarah Allen. She's a pediatric neuropsychologist at Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Now, for some time, it seemed like absolute total rest after a concussion was the way to go. Then there was a new study that came out in pediatrics at the end of last year that seemed to say maybe rest is not always the way to go.
Absolutely. They've just really changed a lot of the recommendations for returning to anything after a concussion. It used to be 10 days or longer sometimes that you'd stay in a dark room and, you couldn't have access to any phones or any television or anything like that. And the longer your rest, they felt that would get you back to activity faster. Now they're just saying that's not the case. And what we're seeing clinically is that's not the case either. So now they're saying about 3 to 5 days is probably a good marker, probably closer to the 3-day end. And then once those kind of initial symptoms are gone, then they're saying get back to activity as much as you can, not just physical, but also cognitive activity.
And what are, just in the ballpark, the symptoms we should be looking for?
So headaches is definitely a big one. Visual symptoms. A lot of people have some visual scanning issues afterwards. Things like reading is really difficult for them. Things like looking up and down, like if they were taking notes from a lecture, is very difficult. Some nausea. And then also feeling that fogginess, that's definitely a big one that we hear.
And what did the pediatric study find specifically?
The pediatric study found that people who did get back a little bit faster did better and they had better outcomes.
Why do you think that is? Any thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. So what we know about the brain is that you have an initial injury and then you have this period of time, like within about 24 hours, where the brain kind of takes a breath. Then you get that the brain comes and says, okay, let's take care of this. So you get kind of inflammation. And that's why people don't have symptoms until about 24 hours potentially afterwards, because your brain is now taking care of that. After that, then what it needs to do is kind of clean everything out and refocus and reconnect everything. If we don't give it an opportunity to reconnect in the right way, then we have a longer recovery because we haven't given it the experience that it needs to connect the way it's supposed to.
So 3 days, 3 to 5 days just seems a lot more doable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems a lot more reasonable. It's very similar to if you get hit in the leg by a baseball. You know, for the first period of time, you're going to have trouble walking around, but then you want to get up. You want to give your lymphatic system a chance to rid itself of waste and fix itself by getting up and moving around. And although the brain doesn't have that type of a system, it has a similar way of getting rid of the things that it needs to get rid of.
In the story we just heard, Theo mentioned this fear that perhaps her brain, it won't be the same, or things won't come back, function won't return. That must be a very common fear. What can you tell people who've had perhaps a more severe concussion?
Yeah, I think that what we know is most people will recover from a concussion. Many people will recover within the first 2 weeks. After that, it is slow, but hopefully steady. And most people do recover from a concussion, which is just it's a mild traumatic brain injury. As long as you're in that range, I think that there's a great likelihood that you'll recover.
Now, it seemed to me that this kind of absolute rest for 10 days wasn't around all that long. So might this 3 to 5 days of rest not be the final answer either?
You know, that's a wonderful question. I think that this 3 to 5 days makes more sense from a neurophysiological standpoint. I think it took a while for the research to catch up to this idea that you'd stay in a dark room for so long. So I think we're more on the right track, definitely. I think it just makes more sense from what we know about the brain. So hopefully this will stay around more. I think one of the problems is that we just don't have a great way of doing research with this population. We want to do everything we can to make everyone better. So we can't have control groups and we can't study it in the right way, or at least in the way that we need to in order to get definitive answers. But I think this is a great start.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Allen is a pediatric neuropsychologist at Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine.